Every year, about 170,000 immigrants to Canada become citizens. But becoming a citizen has become increasingly difficult. In 2010, the federal government changed the citizenship test, requiring a higher score to pass and making the questions more challenging. Then, in November of 2012, the rules were changed again, so that newcomers between 18 and 54 must prove they have a Canadian language benchmark score of 4 before they can apply for citizenship. In this interview, Terry McLeod interviews Ermias Youssef of Welcome Place about how these changes are affecting newcomers in Manitoba.
How hard is it for newcomers to reach this benchmark level of 4?
Considering the background where most of these refugees come from, it's very hard because most of our clients, because of unfortunate circumstances, did not have an opportunity to go to school or to get a formal education. And now to require them to attain a benchmark level of 4 and above is very hard for them.
How did it work before these rules came into effect?
Before these rules came into effect, you didn't have to have a required benchmark level as long as you have adequate knowledge of the Canadian history and you're able to communicate in English. You can, and then as long as you've lived for about 3 years in Canada, you're able to apply. It was not mandatory to have a benchmark level of 4 and above.
Isn't it fair, though, to expect people to have a certain level of English in order to function in Canadian society?
I understand the reasoning behind this requirement. It's to allow or to assist newcomer families, including refugee newcomers, to be able to communicate effectively or to be able to find work easily. But it should also be understood that most of these refugees did not have a formal education. Some of them never went to school in their lives. So it's very difficult for them to attain that. Some may not even, will never be even able to attain the benchmark level of 4. So considering those facts, I don't think it's fair to the refugee families.
Now, the government says the rules are in place because better English leads to greater work success for newcomers. Mm-hmm. Are these rules encouraging people to work harder because they aim for a benchmark level of 4, and therefore they say, I'm going to get that. I'm going to work really hard.
Some of these people actually, from the time they arrived in Canada, they've been attending school. They realize that it's important for them to know the language or to have the language skills in order to be successful at work. They've been attending school. I know Men Gannett, they've been attending school, yes, since they came to Canada. They've been working. They know that it helps. But at the same time, It's also bringing some obstacles for them to be able to apply for Canadian citizenship, but it's an ongoing progress.
Just,